I'm doing this for you, Vixie.
I'm doing this for us.
Well, this us will be pertinent
right now. This is our
show. There's a lot of things actually going on in life.
I know. I've been hit with life. I've been hit with life in the past couple of weeks. So.
Not you adulting. Hold on, I gotta set my timer from my ESR tote from Brandon Blackwood.
Wow. Are you Team Blackwood as well?
Long time. Set a timer for 4 hours and 45 minutes from now.
Why so much time?
Okay, 4 hours and 45 minutes.
Because it drops at 8 p.m. EST and I need to get in line an hour early so I can get the bag.
And what bag are you aiming for now?
The ESR bag.
I don't know what that is.
And systemic racism bag?
Ah, yes. ESR. Ah, gotcha. I recently bought my mom a Blackwood bag for Mother's Day.
And you didn't buy me one for my birthday?
Excuse me? Ooh, you are breaking up. I can't. Ooh, the reception is so spotty over here.
I see you very clear. You're not glitching at all.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure? You might want to check your internet provider.
It is actually very excellent. It's the top internet provider. I should not say any names because I'm not promoting any businesses, but
what?
You know, it's okay. You'll get me the Fendi the next time. I got it.
Yeah, the next time. There it is. Let's just chalk it up to the next time. Because this time won't be it.
Tell me you're not getting me a bag without telling me you're not getting the bag, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have to tell you because... Why would you get me a bag? You don't think I deserve? Ain't that something?
No, I don't.
I like bags too.
I don't think you do. I've never seen you with a bag.
That's
seen you
not
with
true.
Book bags. I've yeah. never seen you with a bag.
You don't think
never
I want
to? Seen
wanna...
you with a messenger bag. I've never seen you.
I used to wear messenger bags back in the day, but not anymore.
But I've just never seen you with one, so I would take that as an inclination that you don't wear bags, but real men wear bags. So.
Hashtag.
Not saying that you're not a real man. I'm just saying in general. It came out wrong. Oh,
it's okay.
God.
My
foot is in my mouth, literally.
You don't buy someone a bag and all of a sudden it's shade. It's okay. I understand. I'll know my pace.
All right. I'm coming with peace and love and positivity. Okay. I'm on a new trajectory.
As am I.
Wow. You don't believe me. God, I can't
no,
believe
I do
forever.
Believe you. I do believe you. Gee. And as of late, I have been evolving. So I've taken quite the page out of your book.
Okay, cool. I'm glad to hear.
All right. Let's get to the next level, shall we? Sophisticated ignorance.
You slid right in, didn't you?
Nope, don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right, here we go again.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today to Sophisticated Ignorance Podcast.
Ooh,
I can't talk.
Wowzer.
I can't talk.
Forgot the name of our show already.
Listen, it's a hard week for me. I'm a hard-working woman, okay?
It's been a hard week. Indeed.
Hard-working woman. Not like, you know, other counterparts. But I'm not shading anyone. Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance Podcast. It's your girl, Rovi. We have my lovely co-host.
Vixen J. Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Do you always have to say Vixen J?
Is there another
Vixen in the world?
You'd be
surprised. Like
I don't know if I want people just calling me Vixen. It sounds weird. I think I've just
bred myself. Oh, you have evolved. You have evolved. Wow. All right. I can dig it. I can dig it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a part of the brand now. I mean, I feel like my last name deserves some type of love, even if it's just the initial, you know?
Yeah. I totally agree.
And then plus, if you search Vixen, the search results are just crazy, so... Vixen.
But it's different on how you spell it, though. The phonetically way to spell it, it'll come up with, I'm sure, a lot of spam.
Right. Google does not care how I spell my name. So, for all intents and purposes, Vixen J.
Gotcha.
Oh, man. Glad you all are joining us this week. life has been lifing. I can't even get into it right now, but life has been lifing. And I'm just glad that we're both here doing this.
As again. Long as you're on the up and up, you know, you just got to keep pushing forward, whatever life may bring at us. I know everybody has ups and downs with their weeks, or they have a good week, bad week, good day, bad day. We just got to keep trying our best and keep pushing forward. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. I've learned that. I learned that along the way, the hard way. But here I am. Here I stand. Don't let me bust into song. I'm not going
to
do that.
Don't bust into song. No busting into song now. Wow. All I will share with the audience, not to get too much into the weeds, I'm in a new relationship, so pop, pop, clap for me.
Ooh! Well,
yes, new relationship.
It's like, what was it the pre-games for, like, cuffing season, and then now we're into, like, relationship status? It's like, time-wise, it's just, you know, coincidental, but it's cool, it's cute. I love it. To see it.
Thank you. It is definitely a new feeling. So yeah, new relationship. Love to be here. Thank you for having me. It's currently met a very big challenge, I am looking forward to seeing how this challenge is going to shape the both of us. So that's all I will share with the audience for now.
Well, that's nice. Don't look at it as a challenge. Look at it as a new beginning.
Yep.
Wow.
A new beginning. That's
on the other hand.
That's a good twist.
I'm proud of you and I'm happy for you. I am still single, navigating situationships, and I can't dodge any of the flags that's being thrown my way. So we still in here. City girls down 1,000 points.
Down 1,000.
I passed the pre-screening. Cuffing season is here. I haven't cuffed anyone. So,
I mean, cuffing season these days, especially with, COVID out here, it's very overrated. So I wouldn't count yourself out too much. You know what I mean? But speaking of relationships, today we're going to talk about the flags of relationships. And you know, a lot of people feel that, you know, recently on social media, everyone's been talking about red flag this, red flag that. But there's more than just red flags when it comes to relationships. A lot of people don't focus on the green flags. And you're probably...
That's true.
And you're probably asking us, green flags? What green flags? Because everyone is just focused on the negatives and the bad things to avoid. But there's green flags that should attract you to people as well. And then we're also going to talk about yellow flags. Now, for those who do drive, I know a lot of people like to speed up when they see yellow. But in this case, it's time to slow down.
Drive slow.
Word. So, yeah, we're going to talk about all the flags today and the ones that you should look out for, the ones that you should embrace, and the ones that you should take caution with.
I hope I learned some things today because I think I'm colorblind to these flags.
Excuse me?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Colorblind. I realize, you know, everybody's posting on social media about all the red flags, but nobody's talking about those who are actually colorblind, regardless if it's red, yellow, or green. So I'm here to learn. I'm here to embrace and see where I can improve myself. I'm excited for this.
Okay. Well, which flags do you want to talk about first?
Well, since I'm colorblind, you know, let's go with the red ones.
Woo! You choose violence. All right. Well. if you have been in any relationship, and mind you, this is not just romantic relationships we're talking about. We're talking about friendships, anything like that. I mean, usually most people just focus on the romantic side of things. But there are red flags in relationships, in family relationships, in work relationships, and all those type of things. So, you know, these are definitely all things to...
I think the work red flags are the deadliest.
Yuck. Big yuck. I mean, at my job at least, we recently had an incident where there was somebody that was producing a shoot that was related to their culture, and unfortunately it got whitewashed. And yeah, the red flags of just that whole situation was just very, very poor. So I can only imagine like different work flags between coworkers and stuff like that. Just ain't the wave. But yes, what are some common red flags that, you know, we see in these type of relationships? Or what are some red flags you've came across recently yourself?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm colorblind, but, you know, I try to put myself out there. You know, sometimes I get a little dull and a little, like, resentful and just find myself in, like, deep holes sometimes when I'm, like, trying to... Right now, I'm in the psychological stage of isolation versus intimacy. So right now, you know, I'm more so geared toward the intimacy part. I would say maybe... Like, maybe for the past 5 years, I was solely on isolation. So now that I'm ready to dive into the intimacy side, I am throwing caution to the wind with red flags. So I'm going on dating apps. I'm going to the store. I'm actually interacting with men who actually try to talk to me. And when, let's say, you know, I give a guy my number and, you know, we talk very well, you know, and this is the hiccups that I don't get. Scenario-wise, I'm talking to this guy, we talk every day on the phone, like actual verbiage conversations, we're texting each other throughout the day, or we do FaceTime and sometimes when we have time for each other, and it's always just been that alone. It hasn't been the extra step where... would you like to go out with me or can I take you out or do you want to do something outside of house or, you know, I know COVID right now, everything is virtual, but there is no inclination to want to do something or explore something outside of the realms of just a cellular phone, which makes people feel as though they have access to you. That's a whole nother topic I wanted to touch anyway. But for me, I would do that. I would still continue to talk to the guy. And we'll be talking for like maybe months and nothing's moving. And I won't see that as a red flag. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, well, maybe he's busy. Because sometimes, you know, I internalize and say, I'm busy as well. So I will want that same kind of respect to someone who is respectful of my time. I don't always want to go out when I get off. You know, I want to go home, unwind, you know, take a shower, watch some garbage TV and go to bed. Because I have an early day. So I try to, you know, be mindful of that. Try to evolve in that aspect and... be more respectful, but I don't take it as such. I'm like, oh, he really likes me, so I gotta do really well so he can like me back. That's a red flag on my above end.
And beyond, yeah,
I guess a red flag on my end, and then I'm just waiting around, you know, for him to just even ask me out. And I think a lot of guys, and especially with online dating apps, think that there are gold diggers out there, which there might be. I'm not sure. I'm not a gold digger, but I would love to have a gold digger mentality. But my parents raised me to be so independent, it's hard for me to just sit back and let somebody do something for me. I'm lying. You could spend all your money you want on me. I realized as it was coming out, I was lying to myself, but no. I wouldn't mind getting spoiled, but...
Being spoiled...
Hold on.
Yeah, no, go on.
Hold on. That's nice when you're in a relationship like you. You got all the green flags, but... talking to someone that you don't particularly know and you're trying to get to know them and you want to see what their intent is. And then there's like this whole issue behind the ideology of courting someone. A lot of guys don't want to do that. So they think that, oh, why do I have to spend my money out my pocket for you? You're not doing anything like this. I recently saw a post about that. And I'm like, we don't even have to go out to dinner. There's so many different things you could do. Fishing, strawberry picking, hiking. And none of these things require money or food. Like, you just want to get to know someone, see if there's like a natural chemistry or, you know, a banter between the two of you. If it could be, you know, romantic or just purely friendship. And a lot of guys don't even want to take that step further. I personally would have like, because I like food. I like going out on dates to eat, you know, links and drinks. I like food too, and that's nice too. But if a guy is so apprehensive about that, he can think of creative ways to do that. But yeah, I'm stuck in this. I'll wait around for you until you ask me out. Kind of red flag. And I have to get out of that. Another thing, not wanting to spend money. That's a red flag. I'm trying to say, oh, he's cautious. Maybe he's just cheap as fuck. Maybe he doesn't like women to deal with. There's a lot of men who don't like women but will be with women. That's a whole nother topic. Now, I'm not even talking about a sexual orientation. I'm talking about just some men are just jealous of women that they're with. Another red flag, guys who don't communicate with you. And, you know, they do this whole little ghosting, breadcrumbing effect to make you think that they're interested, but they're not. But I still fall for the trap every single time. I'm like, oh, well, he likes me, so that means it must be more. Again, I'm colorblind, and hence is why I'm single and in situationships. And before then, I'm going on a real rant right now in my whole relationship bag. Nah, I can't do that. This is for like therapy, but whatever. In my whole relationship bag, I would I would stick around and just wait for a guy, which makes no sense. And before, like in my isolation stage, I would call a guy out and I'll say, so why don't you want to do this? It's because you're trying to hold your money. Do you not like me? Are you not communicative? Are there things that you don't like about me? If we're not meshing together, you should tell me instead of leading me on. And I used to hit it with direct. I never, you know, I always told you, I don't know how to do the small talk. I don't know how to do the passive aggressive. And in my work life, that is big time. Passive aggressiveness is reigning, and I need to learn because they just get it straight. You tell me something that's wrong, you see it on my face. There's no filter. Oh, I need to learn that. Oh, shut up. I need to learn the passive aggressiveness. So I haven't been passive aggressive in my relationships. I've been more direct. I need to, I guess what you said, drive slow. I don't know. I can't see. I'm colorblind. You keep asking. That this is the reoccurring theme. I am colorblind. I'm current blind with my romantic relationships. I'm colorblind with my work relationships. I am colorblind now with my family. Well, with my family as well, too. I can't be passive aggressive.
It's not in you.
It's black and white.
Yeah.
Which is bad. This is why I'm trying to evolve.
I mean, I've evolved. I think all the things that you were just talking about, you know, you still have to have a level of standards, right? Whereas, like, you just can't accept any old
thing. Do
I believe so. I believe standards are still important.
I think some people, when they dive in and they see red flags, they put their standards up on a shelf and let it sit for a while because they would think that when it's time to come down to show or to stand up for what they believe in, they can take it off the shelf and show them instead of trying to, I guess, appease whoever they're in front of at that present time. So I think what messes people up is that they leave their standards on the shelf for too long and it gets dusty and maybe themselves seem to forget about that they actually have standards and it gets lost in the sauce and they're back at square one and maybe their new normal is just allowing red flags to just go over their heads without even noticing that there's something wrong. Yeah, I don't know.
It is a lot. And I think the reason why, as you were saying, people don't like to see those flags, the red ones at least, is because, you know, we want to give people the benefit of the doubt. We want to be that person to constantly, you know, give people a chance, you know, especially if we're starting to get to know someone and stuff like that. I mean, I think we're all at a point where we all know that everyone has their shit that they have to deal with or tend to. So when those flags come up, people don't mark it as a red flag. They just think like, okay, everyone has a flaw, but you know, it's all about repetitive behaviors. It's all about patterns. It's all about, you know, all these things, as they say, you know, if somebody shows you who they are, believe them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And with that type of statement, there is no room to, you know, give certain people, obviously, you know, if people do prove themselves to be, you know, opposite or otherwise outside of a red flag or two, then, you know, at least they're giving you that effort. But ultimately, a lot of people dismiss red flags because they feel like, all right, well, you know, one little flaw is not going to hurt nobody. But when they waving that shit like a freaking race car driver or a race car freaking official, that's a whole
But that's
story.
The thing. If you're colorblind or if you're just, you know, ignorant to it, it might just look like someone is waving a distress signal, you know? if you're colorblind and you see somebody just waving a flag, you might think it's a white flag, and you know that's a signal for help. And there's a lot of people who like to help fix people. So for them, that's a turn on in itself. Like, oh, let me go help this person. They're waving this flag, and when they're trying to say, hey, don't come over here, and they're running, you know, straight towards the whatever color flag that they see at that present time. So
they're running towards the danger.
Yes. Yikes. Yes. Yikes. What about yikes. You? What are some red flags for you? I mean, because you are in a whole relationship. You dodged it like a Squid Game, so you made it out to the end.
Well, first and foremost, speaking as someone who used to be the red flag.
You were a red flag?
I was the flag. I was the one.
So you're not a flag anymore?
Well.
Was it red or was it white?
A big red. Very crimson red. Blood red. No. I mean, I could. The magic of being accountable is recognizing that, you know, certain patterns, especially on my end, at the time were not good, you know. I inadvertently manipulated women at a point in time to get what I wanted. You know, I would omit all this boyfriend energy and not like do anything with it. I guess similar to what you're talking about, where guys would want your attention and your time and energy, and then they kind of just squander it. You know, so yeah, I mean, I feel like I exhibited a lot of red flags, especially when it came to relationships and dating. Even though when I was in relationships, I mean, things were okay, but even in those relationships, you know, I lacked communication. I was never good at expressing my feelings and emotions. I would shut down when arguments would come about. I mean, these are all red flags that I feel like people, you know, don't really appreciate. Yeah, you would exhibit red flags while in a relationship. It doesn't have to be just dating or friendships and stuff.
That's so interesting.
A lot of people don't talk about that, right? Like, you think, okay, you're with somebody, everything is fine.
Like, you cross the finish line, so you're good, so things should be gravy. But, like, within the relationship, you know, you start to unravel layers, and they start to show their true identity, and you can see more of those tiny flags popping up.
Absolutely.
What are some flags in a relationship? I'm not in one, so.
I mean, not talking specifically.
You don't have to
mine.
Talk. Yeah, not yours.
But
yeah.
I think specific flags in relationships is lack of communication. You know, obviously, if your partner is being secretive or very dismissing or omitting information. You know, I saw recently on social media where, you know, it's the age old adage of, like, you know, somebody's boyfriend is looking through social media and double tapping on a fat ass, and then the girl's just like, oh, really? You just go do that or something? I mean, I don't know.
Well, you see, that don't bother me, which is funny.
But see, right, one person's red flag may be another person's...
Somebody's paper napkin.
So, I mean, it doesn't really... It all depends on the type of person you are, but you have to respect people's... It's kind of like respecting people's preferences or triggers or stuff like that. And I feel like...
Or, you know, remember to take in your standards off the shelf and letting your partner know.
Yeah, for sure. And even with friendships. I mean, I'm pretty sure we've all had friendships that we've seen some red flags.
Have you ever been on a girl's trip? So you haven't seen any red flags in a friendship.
That's
why
very,
are you laughing?
This is very, that's a very specific statement.
I feel like there's this
statement.
Like, there's this mystery. It's not a specific statement. Like, all across the boards, it's like girls' trips always have some kind of drama. And you tend to, again, unravel layers to see who someone really is. You'll see how someone is when they're angry. You might be cool and you've never seen your friend angry until you go on a trip. You might be cool. You've never seen your friend who's broke or may not have money. And they're still on a trip and they're trying to, you know, figure it out, or someone who's maybe selfish and depending on you to pay for them because they think the friendship is so tight, you'll be there to support them monetarily. You know, you've never been somewhere where you're in a close confined space with other women, and you tend to see different layers of people or how they react to different things, you know? You haven't been there to be the mother or the caregiver when someone's drunk. You
haven't been there. Especially when the henny hits the system.
So you see all of the red flags, and that's why when, you know, you see the stories or the memes being posted about red flags when you come back from like a girl's trip and you see one friend stop following the other, or there's a fake account with two girls who may not like this one, or one girl got kicked out the group chat because she didn't do this. You on those trips, you tend to, I guess, see those red flags that you were like, oh, she didn't like that person before. But when it's bestowed on you in a very confined area, space, time frame, whatever, you start to see that those red flags aren't something that you want out of a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Well, first of all, I've never been on a girl's trip. So that's one. Two, guys don't do guys trips.
You were tickled or, with that.
Nah, I mean, look, I've seen Love & Hip Hop. I know how these things go down. two, I don't have much guy friends, much less a group of guys that would take a guy's trip for me to even see if that's a thing.
Guys should do that more.
I think there's some guys that do. Unfortunately, I don't have that circle of friends that do that, so... I guess I'm missing out on fun times. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think especially when it comes to friendships, we tend to ignore certain flags and stuff because it's like, that's my friend. You know, we cool. Like, we go way back. Yeah,
they would never do anything to hurt me.
Exactly.
Same things with family members.
And I think something, at least on my end, I feel like I have not... There was a part of me that treated friendships differently, as in, like, they were impenetrable from hurt. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I think people feel like, you know, you're more prone to hurt, like, a partner or a person in a relationship than a friend, right? Like, hurting a friend is kind of unheard of, or something that's not really...
Right.
Or friends
are not supposed to argue or disagree exactly. on certain topics. Like, if this is my friend, we're moving simultaneously, or, like... Mm-hmm. We have the same shared views. Like, you can't go against what I'm saying. You know, if I dislike someone, you must dislike them. It's kind of like,
right?
Yeah, it's a weird imbalance. So you tend to again put your standards on a shelf when you are with someone that you align with, and you let little things slide, which may be red flags, and you've already put your standards up, so you have no like concept or reference point to say, hey, that's something I really don't like. Mm-hmm. You know, they may say something that you really never truly agreed with, but because you put your standards aside up on the shelf, you neglect what your own, you know, original thoughts were. And you're like, oh, that's my friend. They really don't mean it. You right. know, say something like that. Just brush it off. Yeah, it's fine. That's just who they are. That's always been an excuse. That's just who they are.
Oh, I've hit people with that line many a time.
And sometimes like... who a person is just not good.
Yeah. It could just be trash, and you accept that trash because that's just my friend. And it's like, who am I to tell them otherwise? I was just like, you're the friend. You're the person to tell them. You know, but obviously, I guess with certain friendships, you don't want to rock the boat or whatever. So you just kind of let it rock or let it slide. And that's not great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so. True. What about with family? What are some red flags that you've noticed within your family? Why that face?
Oh boy, you know, I just feel like this is a little too soon for me.
See, this is different. It's different now. Like you can probably like, if there's a red flag with like a relationship and with a friendship, you can like dead it without any cause, no causative effects. Now with family, regardless if you don't like someone and you particularly don't talk to them, it will still cause a ripple effect within the family. Yeah. So it's kind of touch and go when you have to deal with, you know, family and next of kin and cousins and mothers, brothers, you know. So have you seen any within your family or any other families in general?
Yeah, no, I've had relatives that have exhibited all types of flags, all the reds. I'm not just talking about the fact that I'm not talking about the fact that we're from Grenada and just read it in the flag. I'm talking about some real like horrible stuff. And the thing is, you know, obviously most of us are kind of equipped with the notion that, you know, family's forever and family can't do any wrong. But most of us now learning, especially if you start really looking at your family and certain members and their actions, behaviors, like family, you know, depending on who they are or how they've treated you or whatever, they ain't all that, you know what I mean? And, you know, it is definitely real that, you know, a relative or something like that can be harmful or toxic and stuff. And you have to dismiss the fact that they're family, you know, which most people, I think like most people are doing that these days, where it's like, regardless of that being my family or my sibling or a cousin or aunt, uncle, whatever, it's like, nah, toxic is toxic, bad is bad, and I don't need that in my life. And I think people are now more free in how they navigate around family than in the past, where it's like, that's just your uncle. You know, mm-hmm. you might not like your sister, but that's your sister. You just gotta, you know what I mean? So I think we're mature enough all to know, it's like, yes, I can't deny my family member, but that doesn't mean I have to fuck with them or like them based on their behavior or their personality, you know?
I think money's one issue within families that gets slid underneath the rug in regards to red flags, because it's like, we are family, we're a unit. If I have, we all have, kind of like ideology and mentality. So, and I've seen this with a friend of mine. She didn't have anything growing up, you know what I mean? And she had like her brother and her mother around. And then she started, you know, excelling in school, doing well, getting a good job, getting a good career. And within that same, you know, timeline, the family still held on to what's yours is mine, what's mine is yours kind of mentality. So whenever she has, you know, money, because she does well, she lives on her own. She has, you know, she drives a nice car. She's doing everything like a single, independent Black woman in New York City is doing with herself. But then, you know, it's always her brother who didn't really do anything, didn't go to, you know, any type of training or didn't go to any type of schooling. And then, you know, mom is still like trying to make ends meet, you know, kind of like that scenario. And every single time her brother would ask her for money. And if she says no, or she doesn't do something, or she doesn't help out, you know, it's against the family, you know? You don't got my back for something. Oh, one scenario she brought up and she was really pissed about, he didn't have money to pay his phone bill, right? So she was like, so what are you doing? Why do you have a phone? Why don't you have a job? And my man hit her with the, well, I applied for a job and I gave them my number and I wouldn't be able to get in contact with them because they'll be calling my phone and it's off. So, you know, that red flag. I'm like, you are big time manipulative. So, of course, she's going to feel guilty. One, that's her brother. That's her little brother. Of course, is a sense of I have to take care of him. Two, he's my family. Three, I want him to succeed and do well. So if he's telling me he's actively going out, applying for jobs, and now he doesn't have a phone for the job to contact him, I'm gonna feel bad that I can't help pay his expensive phone bill to help him out. And if I miss that opportunity for him to get a job, I will feel sick to my stomach.
Right.
But here's what the catch was.
What was the catch?
He never applied to any jobs.
Wow. Officer, he didn't apply. Jail.
He didn't apply to any job. When she found out, she was pissed. He didn't apply to one stinking job. He just wanted his phone on to go and talk to girls, get his little, you know, his little side hustle money.
Well, he
get whatever he needs. Like, you know, well, he's a hustler to the game, true and true.
In essence,
but
he's
hustling
he
his sister.
Yeah. The job was scammer. He scammed his sister. That's the official job.
That is a horrible title. Is a horrible title. But she felt horrible. After that, she was like, I'm not giving him any more money. Yeah. Like, but then you know, you didn't see the red flags because you put it up on the shelf. You put your standards up on the shelf and you're like, that's my family. I got to help them out. And I know, you know, it's kind of a conflict of interest when you have your family and you want to help them out, but you know that it's not right. You know, the feeling is just not right.
Yeah.
But you got to help them out. But you got to stick to your guns. You got to stick to your guns.
Yes, boundaries and families. And, you know, we don't talk about it often, but you're right. That's something that we need to establish, especially in bad, you know, relationships like that.
Yep.
So.
For real. Yeah, well, I don't know. Do you think there's a difference between deal breakers and red flags?
I mean, sometimes they could be both. Other times, not so much. Because red flags, you know, I think with this whole flag conversation, flags could change colors. You know what I mean?
Right.
There could be a flag is just supposed to be an indication of like, whoa, this is something I should look out for. A deal breaker is like, nope, like complete wrong answer, no going back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't fucks with that. And yeah, that's it. There's no negotiation. There's no like, okay, this was really bad, but I can make it work. You know, deal breakers are just flat out bottom lines. And for some people, deal breakers are red flags. You know, a deal breaker can be a red flag, but a red flag doesn't have to be a deal breaker. Aha.
So true. That's so true. I had a conversation with someone and they were like, oh, a red flag, you know, for me is someone who doesn't want to have kids. And I was like, that's not a red flag. That means they don't like children. They don't want children. And I don't think you can change someone's mind to wanting children. I've personally never seen that. Maybe it can happen, you know, on one silver lining. Who knows? But I was like, listen, homeboy's telling you he don't want kids. So don't go and try and trap him and have a baby with him and think that he's going to stay. You know, I'm not saying it's right, but he's telling you up front, I don't want to have children. Right. I mean, of course, there's other avenues to protect yourself from getting that far. But, you know, and I'm like, she's like really in love. And I'm like, don't do that because you're going to end up disappointed. And I don't want to see you have a heartbreak. So that's why I needed, you know, to let her know and let everyone know that there are two distinct differences. I know there are people that find red flags and deal breakers as synonymous, but sometimes they're just not at all. And like in that example, for one, there's no alignment between a red flag and a deal breaker, especially when someone says they do not want to have children. You can't change them. They're not giving you an indication saying I may want kids in the future, you know, straight up, I don't want kids. So yeah. All right. Well, we got through the red flags. Well, you know I'm still colorblind. And even though flags change color, guess what? I still can't see what they are. Wow. So I need to know.
What's the color of your nails?
I need to know.
That was a test.
You trying to put me on the spot. I know nail colors. It is a fluorescent green, okay? Actually, no. It's fluorescent yellow. Oh, wowzer. My God.
Wowzer. All right.
Wait.
Case in point. All right.
Whatever. This is why I need help. I need help. So you help me, okay? Good. Are there any yellow flags that you know off the top of your head? Because I know that's one thing people don't really bring to light. There's no light on what yellow flags are. You know, I know you were giving a little intro about it, you know, about, you know, it being like a slowing down process and for you to just take your time and evaluate when the yellow flags are waving. But I wanted to know if you knew some yellow flags that you can, you know, let me know so I can know moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't, as you mentioned, we don't really talk about yellow flags enough because I feel like some people don't know how to define them. I found this list online. I just want to read through it real quick, and maybe it might resonate with someone. Because, you know, I think when it comes to this type of conversation, it's very black and white. It's very like, hey, it's all bad or it's all good. But there are certain flags, which are these yellow ones, that, you know, people should probably keep in mind. And this is from a dating perspective, so I'll just run through them real quick. So yellow flags in dating that should give you a pause. Flaky behavior, commonly late. Have you experienced that?
Yeah. But I close my eyes and try to not make it seem as though it's a flag. And I'm like, maybe they're, you know, again, me. I am punctual as fuck. You know that I'm there 10, 15 minutes ahead of time. So for me, what did my dad say? You know that famous line. If you're on time, you're late. If you're early, you're on time. He says that all the time. But I would still chalk it up and say, hey, life happens. Train delay, traffic, something. Because these things have been happening to me. My battery died. Shit, I can't do this. I went to an interview the other day. I'm putting on some Carmex, not even lipstick. I put the Carmex on my dress, a nice olive green dress. The Carmex fell on my dress and left a big oil stain right in my bosom area, right as I'm walking out the door. And I'm like, God, I'm late. Now I got to go and shout this out and try to air dry it. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to make it more humanistic in that approach. So I'm saying, hey, it's not that bad. Let me put my standards back up on this shelf and give them a pass. Again.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, flaky behavior, coming in late, you know, family members who are always late to functions. I have one friend, my God, God bless her soul. I love her to death. I've known her since high school. And no matter what event we have and no matter what time we give her.
Late.
Hand to God. Not even late. Not even late, my guy. Hand to God. She will get there 15 minutes before the party ends.
Yikes.
Every single time. I mean, she works hard and everything, and she tries her best, but no matter what. So, and this has been more than 15, 20 years, and I've still been giving her a pass. So this yellow flag is clearly not working out for me. I'm like, what you doing here? Why are you so late? Wow. Just don't come. It don't make sense to come. But she always come and pack a plate to go. Don't matter.
Hey,
I love her though.
Support, I guess.
I love her to death. And she knows, but... And we all know. That, like, where is she? I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, she'll come. 5 to 10. Yep.
That's funny. Other flags that we have here. Lack of friends or too many friends. Inconsistencies, other long delays between contacts and text. They don't have an opinion about things. Don't talk about their family. Too close to their mother. Wait a minute. Unemployed. Don't have hobbies.
Well, there's this whole show about mama boys. So, well, I don't know about women. There's mother's boys and smothered. Yeah, that can be pretty bad. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a mama's boy, but I guess.
Not really.
Would you?
I'm going to show you the show. It's so bad.
Okay.
Afterwards. It's so bad.
Unemployed, don't have hobbies or interests.
Unemployed, that's a red flag. Yellow. What? Excuse me.
They might be an entrepreneur.
Get the hell out of here. I know that I'm colorblind and I know that I ignore a lot of flags. But this unemployed needs to be moved up the color scheme, okay? This
code is red.
Listen, audience, this unemployed is not a yellow flag. It's a big time red flag. I don't care what it is. Now we can do virtual online training. We can do medical scripts. We could work for Apple. There's so many things we can be doing, okay? The unemployed triggers me. It's triggering me.
Yikes. All right.
I might be colorblind, but I can read words.
The answer is yikes. It's giving big red and like the gum. Anyway.
Do you think it's a yellow flag?
Unemployed?
Yeah.
Based on context. I mean, it's not ideal, obviously, if you're dealing with someone who's unemployed. Yeah. But, you know, you don't know the situation. They could have been laid off.
That's true.
All these things.
That's true.
So sometimes
you gotta, you gotta have some context, see what the real issue or what the story is behind what it is. But it's still a red flag for me. Sorry,
that's fine.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry because of past traumas that I've tried to skate by and put my standards on the shelf again for being with someone who's unemployed has triggered me. Now I have PTSD from that. So yikes. Unemployed is a red flag for me. You see how the colors has changed?
I get it. You ain't wrong. some other ones here. Don't have hobbies or interests. Workaholic or addicted to gaming. too happy all the time or toxic positivity.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Toxic positivity.
That's a real thing. That's a real thing.
When people are too happy all the time. Yeah. It's kind of weird. Yeah, I guess it could be a yellow flag. Yeah. No, but yeah. I'm trying to justify it, but I guess not. Yeah, no. Yeah, if someone's too happy all the time, it's a yellow flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a yellow. I'm not gonna change the color to it. All right. I agree. Well, I agree. Definitely.
Yeah, so I mean those are some yellow flags, and if you've exhibited them in your relationships, I wouldn't necessarily, you know, I mean, just be mindful, you know what I mean? As I said, everything has context, but these yellow flags should definitely keep you on high alert, not necessarily, as I said, be a deal breaker, as we talked about earlier. So, yeah, just be mindful of your colors. You know, I mean, should we even talk about green flags? Because, to be honest, like, if you don't know what a green flag is, then yikes, therapy. You know what I mean?
I think it's okay to shout out some green flags. For those who might be colorblind, just like me.
Yes. For those who do suffer from color flag blindness.
Color flag blindness. That could be a real thing. No, we might be coining a term right now, because, trademark.
You want to rattle them off?
Okay. You want to hear about some green flags? I got it. I can read words, but I can't see colors. So one green flag that I like on this list, when your partner listens to you talk when you have issues and supports you through them.
That's good.
That's a green flag. I don't think I've ever had that. Stops doing things you tell them make you feel uncomfortable. Ooh.
Well, it's a listening for me.
Yeah. I've been there when I told someone that this makes me uncomfortable when they started saying the N-word more frequently. And they're like, I'm just a hood. I like to do hood shit. And I was like, all right, you just disregarded what I said. So that, I still, you know, talked to him afterwards. But still, that's, you know, I should have avoided that because that was a red flag. But this is a green flag right here. Anyway, compromises when necessary. That's, I don't have a lot of green flags, don't I? Never puts you down deliberately, especially not publicly. This is not good, Virgo list, because, you know, we're judgmental as fuck. Supports your ambitions. Uses a calm, rational tone during arguments. Ooh, that could be tied in with the too happy all the time, because if you're not, you know, anyway. Is able to apologize when they're in the wrong and they aid in your growth process. They should also aid in your evolutionary process.
There it is.
As that well.
Too. That part.
Yes. I like this green flags list. I can learn from it. I'm not there with the never put you down deliberately, because sometimes I do choose violence, because you know, when we're in relationships, you know what to say to trigger someone to get a response. Yeah. So you might deliberately do something or say something just so you can get that response that you needed. And especially with the calm tone during the argument, I don't know who does that, but kudos to the man and woman who has that kind of self-control, because that shows great strength. And these are some awesome red. See, I can't see. These are some awesome green flags. They're green flags.
But
this is a bad topic for me. Oh, yikes. My God. It's fine. But I'm learning and I'm growing and I'm evolving. So I'm human. I make mistakes. Sometimes I put my standards up. Sometimes I take them down off the shelf. There it is.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Well, I hope you guys have learned something about some flags today. Flag play, I guess. And yeah, hopefully you can point out some of these flags in your relationships and friendships and other style of, you know, interactions on your day to day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad that you've maneuvered through all of this and were able to be in a very stable, green flagged relationship.
Correct. I've come a long way, so I'm happy about my...
Proud of you, friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, that does it for today's episode. Yep. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling well-informed, and I hope our audience is
as well. I've learned a lot about myself, and again, I am happy with that progress and that upward trajectory that I'm doing. So I'm happy that, you know, we touched on this topic because, you know, sometimes we just need to reevaluate ourselves and see, you know, what we really stand for and what our standards are. And we also need to get some color corrected lenses so we can actually see the red, yellow, and green flags, and we can make our own, you know, decisions and move on from there wherever we want to go, whether we want to continue a relationship or where we want to end it.
Word.
Yep.
Word, word, word.
Word. All right.
Okay, so tell people where they can find us.
You can find us on all our social media platforms. Follow Vixen J first of all. And you can follow my personal email as well. And you could follow us on SI Podcast, right? Where are we? On TikTok. We're on TikTok. We are on TikTok.
Yes, we are.
TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can listen to us on Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud. God, I can't talk. What, is there a SoundCloud?
No,
SoundCloud. We need to... Can we market ourselves on... what's the one that Jay-Z does? Tidal.
Tidal. That is going to take a lot of... work.
We're coming there.
Legal.
We're going to get there. Yeah. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Slowly but surely. Well. That's the goal.
We will get there. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Hope you guys tune in next week. We'll have another topic. Thanks for supporting us always through listening to our topics and us learning about ourselves.
Word. Well, we'll catch y'all next time.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Ruby.
Bye, Ruby.